And also the other thing to remember is often in cases where there's been a lot of violence, physical violence, the police are often the first responders. And so actually training the police and getting the police to understand what it's all about is very important, so that they, at that first meeting, take a good history. Because the thing to remember, it's slightly different to other crimes, because with other crimes, there tends to be one incident, one victim, one perpetrator. With domestic violence, there are many incidents, and often it might be 2 or 3 years, sometimes longer, if ever, that the victim admits that they've been abused. A lot of abuse is hidden, so people get bruised or battered in places that don't show, or they're, as Ruth was saying, get coercively controlled, and that is really dangerous in terms of their lifestyle and everything about them. That domestic violence is not just a police problem. And so one of the other bits of the training, if you like, is to support and help new police recruits to understand that they're not alone in this. Obviously, they're not alone in terms of the hierarchy of policing, but they're not alone in this in the rest of the community, because it's a whole community problem in many ways, and health and social services, education, are all part of that. The community council, local councils are all part of thinking about this as a neighbourhood crime, if you like. And so they should be working together to support this, because many, as Ruth said earlier, many women do not report to the police. They report to a friend, they report to a counsellor, they report to, someone at school, they report to their GP. Mm. So these people need to be involved with how best to support that victim, which may not be taking the perpetrator out. Coercive control, I think, is a newer version, if you like, if you want to call it that, of domestic violence. In the 1970s, particularly, we were looking much more at physical violence and opening up refuges for escape. I don't think people knew that the perpetrators could be controlling, but I don't think that coercive control was talked about in the same way. That's much more up to date, and the understanding is much broader. Mm.